Genesee County Circuit Court judge issued a preliminary injunction stopping the Michigan Department of Human Services from cutting families from cash assistance based on time limits. Terry Stengel is the executive director of the Center for Civil Justice, and she's on the end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Hi, Terry.
Good morning.
Well, I love the header for this press release. Hold on, judge says 60-month time limit violates state law. Tell us about this.
Well, the group of families filed suit because the termination of the vast majority of the families scheduled to get off of welfare this month violates Michigan state law. As you may know, the legislature passed a rule setting a 48-month limit. And we're not challenging that, but we're pointing out how what is happening here actually does not follow that law. 11,000 of the families who were supposed to be cut off had not yet used up their 48 months under the state law.
All right. Well, how did that happen? Is it a mistake?
Well, what the state did is they tried to set an entirely different time limit, which was not authorized by the legislature. They took a limit on how Michigan can use federal funds, and that is not a requirement or a mandate on Michigan at all, and they use that as a separate, independent basis to try to cut these families off.
So they play sounds like dirty politics.
Well, it certainly is not following what the legislature wrote into law, saying who they intended to be cut off, who was had exemptions, and how much time they would have. It was not following that.
Do we know who's responsible for this?
We do know that this is a policy of the Department of Human Services, but we don't know other than that. You know, it is written into the department's own policy.
All right. Now, I'm sure there are those who will say, well, you know, whatever we got to do, we have budget challenges, and we got to do what we got to do. How do you respond to that?
Well, two reasons. One is that the families who should not be cut off still can be, their benefits still can be paid for by federal dollars. The federal limit that the state is citing does not have to apply in this state. The state's fully free to give hardship exemptions to these folks if they need to and use federal dollars. The other thing is that these were the kinds of questions the legislature weighed out. And when they decided who are the people that need to be protected, who are the children that need to be protected, they set out those kinds of exemptions and time limits in state law. The families that we filed on behalf of, many of them have very significantly disabled children. And the legislature specifically said we don't necessarily want those families cut off because the parents can't always work full-time or a lot of hours when they're taking care of these very disabled children.
All right, so
And those families were among the ones that were being cut off under what the state tried to do.
Were those federal funds going to be used somewhere else?
Well, the state, if they have them, they certainly may use them, but the priority we feel needs to be for two things, for these families with children, and to follow what the state law said. I mean, that's what the legislative process is for, is to weigh these decisions out, and once that law is written, that is what needs to be followed. And that's what the judge said in this case was not followed.
All right, so what happens next?
Well, the state has filed an emergency appeal, and we would expect that an initial ruling from the Court of Appeals would come down in the next week or so too, as to whether they will hear that appeal.
Do you think that the Department of Human Services will fight this?
Well, that's why they filed the appeal.
Mm-hmm. But how many folks are involved in this?
What the state said in a separate case is that only 100 families out of all the families that they were going to cut off were covered under the state law. The other 11,000 or so, they had to use this separate policy that they wrote to cut them off. They could not cut them off under the state law.
All right, so sometime next week we'll know the results of this next
court. We'll know whether the Court of Appeals wants to take a look at this or consider it, or whether they'll let the case play out fully in the circuit court.
All right, stay in touch, Terry, and we will update our audience on this.
Okay, thanks so much.